Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studio. And listen up, everybody. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. That is tremendous. I mean, you can be lazy and just wait for it to come to your house. So, and you support local farms. And enjoy $20 off plus free shipping when you enter the code AMERICA. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. Of course, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is at the bottom of the hour. It's the NBA All-Star Edition, so that'll be fun. But, Rob, in the meantime, let's go back to the NFL. And Albert Greer, who does a great job covering the league, has his daily or weekly show up in Boston. And, Rob, he talked about why Bill Belichick did not get the Atlanta job, which, of course, went to Raheem Morris. Here he is.
I'm going to give Cap some credit for this because the Sunday show that we do, he asked me before one of the shows, can you go find out what the market for Bill was? And I thought it'd be pretty straightforward, and it actually wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was, oh, yeah, he could definitely get a job as an executive, as kind of an overseer. Oh, yeah, he could definitely get a job as a coach. But no one's going to throw him the keys the way that he has them in New England. So I hope that's not what he's expecting. And I think that's what it comes down to is, like, teams used to be set up the way the Patriots have been the last 24 years. No one is anymore. And no one centers it that much around the head coach. The job's too, it's just too big now. And so, like, I think a lot of this comes down to Arthur Blank wanted to hire, and I have that on good authority. I know you've heard it too. Arthur Blank wanted to hire Bill Belichick, the head coach. And it wasn't the money. I think he was willing to pay him. It was everything else that was going to have to happen and the amount of people around him that Bill's going to need here and the amount of people that might be outgoing because of it. And I think people in that building knew, like, hey, if Bill comes here, I probably won't be here for very long, much longer. And so those people wind up getting in Blank's ear.
Interesting, Rob.
Well, if that's what the reason was, Chris, then I hope Arthur Blank never wins a Super Bowl. You can't run a business like that. Yeah, you can't run a business like that. You heard what I said. I'm hoping that's not why he didn't hire him, because this is what happens in bad organizations. They've never won anything. Their team is down and out. And I'm just saying, if the reason that you didn't want to hire Bill Belichick is strictly because you don't want to upset the apple cart and you don't want to change what hasn't worked for 40 years or however how long Arthur Blank has owned that team, it hasn't been that long. But Chris, right. if that's the reason, then I got a problem with that, because you got to be willing to change. It ain't working the way they've been doing it in Atlanta. And I'm not the biggest Bill Belichick guy. I've told you that, Chris. But I'm saying, if that's the reason that you're not hiring somebody because, oh my God, the guy who's been a GM or been in the front office for 15 years is going to get put out, or the other person is going to get put out or whatever. Like that can't be the reason why you don't hire somebody. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with that philosophy. If you're the owner and you run things, then do what you want to do.
Right.
However, what I disagree with, Arthur Blank, or even if it, and Rob G, is it that, did Arthur Blank just wanted Belichick to coach too, right? He didn't want him to be the GM and all that. Is
right.
that correct?
That's not what I took from that Albert Beard thing. The way Beard reported it
is that Arthur Blank was 100% on board with Belichick. The coach was fine with paying him whatever it is that he wanted. What his issue was, and the issue within the building was, if we hire Bill as the coach, he's going to want X, Y, and Z in the front office. He's going to want this much say of this. He's going to want this kind of guys coming in with him. And they were not on board with that stuff.
And nor should they have been. And that's where I don't know if you, Rob, Atlanta, Washington, Seattle, any organization in the NFL should not turn their team over as far as the front office and all that to Bill Belichick. That would be lunacy. Now, sure, hire him as a head coach. We know he's a great coach. We know he's a great defensive mind. But give the front office to him? Give him full authority?
No, you're missing what I'm saying. You're missing what I'm saying.
No, I get you.
I want you to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Okay.
You're saying that if you're the owner, you shouldn't listen to the employees. Is that correct?
Yeah, that
I'm fine with that.
That people losing their jobs on an organization that doesn't win.
I ain't worried about people losing their jobs. I'm worried about giving control of football operations to the wrong man. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we should be talking about. I agree with you. If you're the owner and you want to go a certain direction and say your GM, your assistant GM, they're worried that, hey, if Bill comes in, we're going to lose our jobs. I get you on that, and that's fine. Like, if you want to bring in a new GM and you want to bring in a new head coach, of course those guys are gone, and you shouldn't let their feelings get in the way of you doing what's best for the franchise. What I'm saying is Bill Belichick needs to just be coaching. What in the world did I see in New England the last 5 years to make me think otherwise?
I can't get with a team, Chris, with an organization that is afraid to hurt people's feelings when you don't win. That's all. I hear your point on Bill. You want
Are you would you want to give him control?
He's going to have some say. I'm not saying total control. No, not total control.
I mean, every coach has some say.
But there's no way that he's not going to have any.
Every coach has some say,
and that's what
I'm saying.
He
should get the requisite amount of say.
But I'm not. But I'm not coming in there with the same old guys who have been in Atlanta for 15 years and nothing's worked. I don't. Those guys, Chris. If you want to go out and hire a new general manager and move some people around and go bring in some new talent or new eyes or whatever, that's fine. But to just stay the status quo and bring in Raheem Morris because he won't be
No, because he's just going
to
coach football. What's wrong with that? I'm looking for a coach. I don't need a GM.
Because it's bigger than that, because there's other issues with that organization, the picking of players.
They do have a lot of talent, Rob. The front office has actually put together a nice team. They don't have a quarterback. I would like to know your thoughts on Bill Belichick
I just told
like
you.
Like hire him as the. Well,
I, told, I would hire him and I would give him. He would have some say, not
well,
total
but
control.
Every coach has some say.
No,
I'm
but I'm
about,
just telling
would
you.
Would he be the coach or would he be the coach slash GM?
No, that's not what I said. I said he would be the coach. But he, of course, would have say in
what
front office affairs.
What coach doesn't have any say?
All right, so that's what you're hiring.
So he's just
so
a coach.
Albert Breer didn't say, Bill Belichick said, if I'm not the GM and bottle washer, I'm not coming. That's not what that's not what he reported.
What he said, I agree with you on the people. That's fine. I mean, I don't think that's the conversation.
Saying.
The conversation is Bill Belichick to me. And I'm not, if I'm not any... No franchise in the NFL should give him control of football operations. Bill, you're a great coach.
But Chris,
come here and coach.
But Bill,
now, of
Bill,
course, we're all together. We have to work together, and I want to hear your thoughts on these players. But I'm just saying the GM or the president, however they line up their organization, should have the final say. They shouldn't have to cower and kowtow to Belichick like he had it in New England. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you on your philosophy.
I just think this is why certain teams don't win. It's like they're so
I mean, Atlanta was in the Super Bowl a few years ago, right? Not like they've been – I mean, they haven't been a great franchise, but let's not act like they've been just the
all
the
I'm
Jets.
Saying is all I'm saying is there are teams and law, you can't be afraid – to make changes. That's all I'm, Chris, that's all I'm saying.
That ain't the right change. I don't think anybody would disagree with you.
There's no way
Bill
Belichick is coming there where he won't have any say with personnel.
Do you know, you don't think Raheem Moore is going to have any say?
I don't think he'll have any kind of say that Bill Belichick, not a guy with six Super Bowls, would have.
Let's see how Bill Belichick, let's see where his next job is.
All right, and we'll see how Raheem Morris does with the Falcons. We'll see how
I'm just saying,
when they're raising the Super Bowl trophy, they made the right decision.
Of course the coach should be able to sit there and be like, these are the guys I like. This is why I like him. I would pick him. I think we should pick him. Of course. You just don't have the final say. That's all I'm saying. And I think, I think they'd be willing to give Bill Belichick some say because he's the head coach. But you got to be able to work with others.
Yeah, but nobody says that he's not. I mean, the last soundbite I heard from Bill was about not being that guy.
You were about the only one that believed that soundbite.
No, but it came out of his mouth.
Fine. A lot of stuff's come out of people's mouths.
I'm just saying.
I didn't believe it. I mean, why? I didn't believe it. And now, of course, it seems like he wanted more in Atlanta. So what happened to that? I just want to coach.
No, I'm not so sure if that was it or if it was that Atlanta was so afraid to make major changes. Rob G, jump in.
Well, I got a question for you, Rob, because you're very upset, and I understand, about the idea that Atlanta just didn't feel comfortable cleaning house because they have familiarity in the building.
Right.
They want to let go of it. Raheem Morris coached in Atlanta from 2015 to 2020. Do you believe, in just without no sourcing, just your opinion, that because they're already familiar with him in the building, that was one of the driving forces to why
probably
they went with him
rather
than someone
else? Yeah, they know him, and they know he's not going to be an overbearing guy who's going to flex his muscles and tell you to the people in the front office, you don't know. You guys have never won here. I'm trying to tell you what I bring to the table, and I've won. And I didn't just win six championships in New England. I won two Super Bowls in New York,
Stop it with that.
I'm just saying.
You can go, anybody can flex what I did as a coordinator.
But I'm just saying, those are the things that maybe they don't want to deal with, Rob G. That's all I'm saying, is that – because Chris is saying, of course Bill's going to have some say.
Well,
so what's the problem? What's the problem?
No, I'm not saying what's the problem. I'm saying I would not turn over full say, final say to Bill Belichick. I wouldn't. Because, I mean, Bill Belichick didn't do a good job in New England the last few. Once Tom Brady left, he didn't do a good job. As with final say. So why in the world would I give him final say now?
That's all I'm saying. People in Atlanta haven't done anything. That's why they got a new coach.
They've gotten some good talent.
That's why they got a new coach.
They need a coach and a quarterback. And maybe we'll see. I mean, I'm not saying more.
Didn't they draft
a lot of teams messed up at quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but I'm just saying, like, that's what they need. And we'll see. How well Morris does there, Rob. I mean, are they going to go get Justin Fields? Are they going to go get Kirk Cousins? Like, all that remains to be seen. But I don't fault them for just wanting Bill Belichick to be the coach. Of course, you get, say, like other coaches, but you're not coming in here and just taking control of the organization. Now, if it was somebody else, maybe much younger, maybe, but not Belichick now. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your thoughts. You heard the discussion, 877-99 on Fox. Should the Atlanta Falcons have hired Bill Belichick and allowed him to remake them in his image, remake them in the Patriots' image, and giving him full control of football operations? Your thoughts next, Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on a Funky Flashback Friday. Tomorrow is Funky Flashback Friday. This is a TV theme song Thursday, as you can tell. Welcome back, Carter. All right, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit rather than credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? We think you should, and now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. There are no fees at all. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Bill Belichick, there was a feeling he wanted or would take all the power in the football department, and that's why Atlanta did not hire him. You think they made a mistake or made the right move? Your thoughts.
Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
What's up? How are you?
We're good. A little rainy here, but I'm hanging in there. With all due respect, CB is right. Coach Belichick lost his fastball. I think the game has passed him by a bit. He made some ill-advised coaching hires and decisions, having Matt Patricia run the offense, it kind of threw off Mac Jones' development. So I just think Bill is just kind of out of touch with reality with today's player. And I just, culturally, I just don't think it fits in ATL. You know ATL better than anybody. You're down there eating wings in the strip club. So you know it's just Belichick and ATL just doesn't fit, OG. Much respect to y'all. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, my man. Mark, I don't think the game's passed him by, Rob. I just think he makes some bad decisions because, you know, he feels like he can do whatever he wants and has all the power.
I just didn't see it. They said that. I'm not going off of assuming that he went in and said, I'm doing everything and firing everybody. That's not what the report was.
No, so, even if he kept everybody. I just don't want him having final say.
I'm just trying to say, that's not what I'm talking about. I just want to make sure people
are. What are you talking about?
I've said it four times that he's going to have say if you hire him.
Rob,
there's no way.
That's not
he's
the,
not going to have
you think
any
Raheem
say.
Moore's not going to have say?
Not like Bill Belichick.
We're talking about final say.
No, I don't.
Final say.
No, that's not what.
More,
did he
more say
that?
Than your average coach?
He's going
is that
to
what
have
you're
more
saying?
Say. Yes, more than
no,
the
he
average
should.
Coach.
Then he may never work again. Have a good life, Bill, watching the games like me and Rob. I mean, sir, come on. You a coach. Coach.
Mark in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Chris and Rob, love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Listen, if Atlanta signed Bill Belichick, he's only got, what, 2 or 3 years? Is he really going to be able to turn the entire culture of the team around in 2 or 3 years? Arthur Blank's got a balance. Is he willing to risk tearing down what he has now, which, Rob,
what does he have?
Right
what does he have?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like a lot this second, but he's got a lot of talent in the building. They've built the talent up. They need a coach that can come in and see what they got with what they with what they've built so far. You know, I don't think they're only 2 or 3 years away. Unfortunately, they've got to rebuild the culture there. And Bill only has 2 or 3 years, and I think we're more than 2 or 3 years out. Sure, we can win the NFC South any given year. Whoop-de-doo. That's not what we're looking to do. We're ready to win a Super Bowl.
So now that you got Raheem Morris, you feel like they're on their way. They did. They got the coach. Now they got the talent already, and you're good with it. Where they're heading?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I thought
I'm
Raheem
asking
Morris
you. I'm just asking.
Say that. No, nobody in their right mind saying that, Rob. You
I'm
think
not,
if they
I'm
if they had hired Bill
them.
Belichick, they would if they were a, hiring Bill Belichick, do you think that would be the case?
They would be.
I'll be saying who's
going to
be the
better about where
really?
They're headed. Yes,
why?
Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely.
Dude won four games
this year.
He comes
with some cachet. He just does.
Not without
Chris.
Tom Brady, he don't.
He does. Chris, come
what
on,
what
man. That's
cachet?
Too simplistic. You keep
what cachet?
Saying that.
What's he
had,
done without
every
Brady?
Every time they won, they had a top five defense. Stop saying that.
Well, how long
it's
ago
false.
Was that?
It's
how
a false narrative that when they
you
won their first three Super Bowls.
You just don't
want to
give Brady
Bowl.
Credit.
No,
so
it's
you
not.
Wanna, now you love
you
Belichick.
Have, you just have – no, it's not
now
that.
Now you love
you
Belichick. Now he's going to come in after a four-win
season. The first 3 years he was a game
season.
Manager.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Adam Vinatieri.
Around.
And it was the defense.
Yeah,
now you say the only time he won was
you
Tom
You haven't
Brady.
Changed
come
your
on.
Take on Brady
come
in
on, stop it.
12
stop.
Years.
And you haven't
Get
changed
some new info.
You do the same thing.
Yeah,
because
he keeps winning.
Tom Brady, they won their last Super Bowl. Brady didn't even have a touchdown, but it was Tom
so
Brady
what?
That won that
they
Super
won?
Bowl. Yeah. No,
they won
it on defense, Chris. Watch the damn game.
Okay. We'll leave it at that because we know who watches games around here.
Yeah, watch the
we
game.
We know who goes to the bar and hangs out and eats wings and don't even see games. Tell me to watch the game. All right, we got Tyshers and Tower of Trivia coming up around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. This segment proves you gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment. You've been on the prowl at Whole Foods all week. just in case you're in the area, go check him out.
Are you engaged now?
Oh, that's 3 days over there.
So let's just say, CB, what do you call like a high-value upcoming college football player going into the NFL? What do you guys call him? Like a prospect,
a
right?
Prospect. Like a blue chip
prospect?
Oh,
Alex has a very high quality prospect at Whole Foods right now. We'll say that.
Congratulations.
Thank
Rob.
You, Chris.
Getting you the 15% discount on Hot 54.
15% or less, Rob, if you call today. But definitely we'll have Chris Ordain if everything goes well. We'll say that.
There you go. That's awesome.
And Chris,
man.
I know last time you said you don't have your Ordain's license. I looked it up. It takes like 15 minutes online.
Yeah,
we
can totally do that.
We could definitely do it.
The standards are very low these days.
Right.
But in any event, NBA All-Star starters are unveiled earlier tonight. And because of that, all of these questions are All-Star related. Flipped a coin during the update. And Chris Broussard gets question number one.
Wow. I rarely
So do time. Not botch this, Chris, because this may be the easiest Tigers trivia we've ever done.
Really? Speak for yourself.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Speak right, for yourself.
Question number one. Damian Lillard is also an aspiring rapper in addition to being an all-star point guard.
Aspiring?
He goes by the
state.
Just because you put out an album doesn't mean you're a good rapper.
Albums.
Whatever. He goes by the stage name Dame Blank.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, I thought it was Chris's turn. What's going on here?
All right, here
I'm
we go.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Money?
Dollar.
There
that is correct.
Hey.
And it's dollar.
Oh, dollar?
Dollar.
Oh, okay.
We'll call him
Dame
dollar.
Dollar.
We accentuate the R
yes.
here.
Well, Chris, you said money. I wasn't going to say dollar out of that. You know,
no, dollar.
Dollar. Yes. Okay.
Level number two. Over to Rob Parker.
Rob, you're not in studio today. What's going on?
Uh-oh.
He can't
all good.
This should be
how are we supposed to do this then,
this
Rob?
This should be a route.
Rob already said that when we do it at the Super Bowl, he wants Alex on the Zoom, just in case. all right. Nikola Jokic, Rob, reigning finals MVP. But nobody calls him Nikola or Jokic. They just call him the blank.
Oh, God.
Rob, are you ready?
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for asking. I'm so ready, Rob.
Okay.
I wait all week for this.
This is going to be hard. Oh, my God.
Hi, Chris.
Alex, you ready?
Tonight, please.
I thought I was ready. I don't know anymore. Are you ready?
Rob's not ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just trying to
Five,
make sure. Okay, here we go. Here
four,
we go.
Ben Maller three, up next.
Be just relaxed. Can I talk? Here we go. Okay, ready, Alex?
I'm ready.
One
okay.
word.
Okay.
Batman.
Give me it again, Rob G.
To the question. That's right.
Batman.
Nikola Jokic. People just call him the blank.
Batman.
Say his name again, Rob G.
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, Joker.
That is correct.
Yeah, there we go.
I see what you did there, Rob.
I think Rob was bordering on.
No, his text just finally
Say
came through, Chris.
Again.
That's why.
It's got really slow
letters.
Wi-Fi.
That Metro
here.
PCS just
yeah.
doesn't work.
I was waiting for that text, Rob. Thank you. Took a little too long.
All right, here we go. Level number three. Back to Chris Broussard. All tied up, 10 points apiece in the All-Star edition of Tyster's Tower of Trivia. Giannis is a physical specimen. He's built like a god, which is part of the reason why his nickname is the Greek blank.
No rhyming.
Okay.
Alex, you're ready?
Rob again?
This is going to be tough.
Ooh, okay.
Can you read the question again, Rob G?
Please,
ridiculous.
Please.
Read the question
Giannis,
again.
Giannis, the Greek blank.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
Super.
Star?
Oh, God.
The Greek star.
Well,
not
he said
correct.
Super, like superstar, no?
Rob Parker with the chance.
Super?
The Greek star.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
All right, Alex, just pay attention to me, okay? What do you got? Okay you ready?
I'm watching you, Rob. You and me. Nobody else is here. Shout out to MLB Bro.
All right, here we go.
Because I need to know.
That's right.
Are you ready?
Rick. Think about it.
Rick.
Hey. He knows the thing. Rob G,
Super
one more time.
Rick. God?
That is incorrect.
Where are you going with this?
All right.
Back to Chris for 8 points. Giannis, the Greek blank.
Hmm.
Oh. Super. You said it again. Same clue twice.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
I can do that.
No one's just ever been super crazy enough to do the same clue twice.
No, no. Now you should have got it.
Now I get it. Okay, because super freak, that super is freak. Okay, okay. I get it.
I don't even know why. I want us to end this game because Chris cheats every time.
That's not cheating. How is that cheating? It's my same clue.
By the way, speaking of blowouts.
He's saying the F when he says super.
Didn't I say super?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's do you guys remember when NBA games were close?
I told you this happens all the time.
It's the three-pointer.
It's so bad. It's
terrible to watch.
So bad.
It's right. The three-pointer.
Level number four. Back to Rob. Rob, really down 18
is
to 10.
Is it back to Rob?
It is back to Rob. Level number four. Rob, Joel Embiid, who's getting blown out tonight, has dual citizenship. So it was a big story last summer when he decided to play for USA in the Olympics instead of blank.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of countries, Rob.
Okay.
Also.
Eiffel?
France.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was terrible.
I was almost confused about that at all.
Oh my
god.
That
was a great clue. There's only one Eiffel Tower.
That's right. I just didn't remember if it was France or Italy.
Alex limped over to the tower.
Alex, Eiffel is only one Eiffel
Tower. That's true.
Okay. Back to Chris, currently trailing now 20-18. Chris, Tyrese Haliburton was traded to the Pacers in 2022. He's been killing it since then. Because the Kings, the team that drafted him, didn't think he could coexist long-term with De'Aaron Blank.
Okay.
Fun fact, Rob, there's also the Tower of Babel. So that's another one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Alex, you ready?
I hope so.
Also an Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
Oh, is there?
Not a real one.
Yes, it is.
It's a fake one?
Is it not a real tower, Rob?
It's fake.
No, it's
a fake tower?
Y'all want me to give my clue or not? Rob G, read it again. Tyrese Haliburton.
That's so caught up.
Got traded by the Kings because they didn't think he could pair nicely with De'Aaron Blank.
Okay. Chris, are you ready?
Any day now, Ben Maller, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Rob Reed, slow down. At least when I give you a countdown, I go slow.
I'm giving you a real countdown.
Here we go, Alex.
Okay.
Network.
Ah, I see.
Terrible clue.
Network. I bet he
Network.
Smart.
Oh, Chris, stop it. Terrible.
He is such a brainiac. He's gonna get
terrible. Alex, I feel bad.
Hold on, you can't be talking like this.
Network. Oh God. What was his first name?
De'Aaron.
Network.
How many guys you know named De'Aaron?
I don't think I've met one yet.
Me either.
I've met a Daryl. Darrell.
Well, what goes with
Daryl? All right, let's go. Network. Ben Maller's on deck.
Network.
You know. Network.
Well, the only one I'm staring at is Fox.
There it is.
Is it? Is it really?
It ain't terrible.
That's a terrible
clue. Even Steven Sager was impressed
by
that
one. He knew it wasn't CBS, ABC, NBC.
All I see is Fox around me right now.
Terrible.
And, I mean, that's the only one that can be
alive. It's the only one with logos all over this room.
It's literally everywhere.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Level number six, back to Rob Parker.
I was
going to
say crazy like a.
Too many words. Rob, this is
good. I was going to say crazy.
This is a good one for you, Rob. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is a Canadian. People don't know that. He's an MVP candidate as well for the Oklahoma City Thunder, but he was actually drafted by another team. That team was the blank.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Rob, is this easy or hard?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Here we go.
Give me a word that I'll just know.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I'm sitting in attention.
So what? Read the question one more time and listen very carefully.
Okay.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander currently plays for the Thunder, but he was drafted by the blank.
Okay.
So you know what you're looking for.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
On the Thunder. Okay.
Kawhi.
Clippers.
Yeah!
That's right, baby. Let's go, Rob.
This is for it. What's the score? 30-28?
That is correct. We are super late, but we don't care about sponsors.
I'm about to close this bad boy. All right. Out
I'm about to.
With a W.
Stop.
Scott, if we're in trouble, it's Chris's fault. Back in the day.
Alex, you know you can have a blank answer where you just don't
fans
get it
tried to okay. give Kevin Durant the nickname the Durantula because he's so gangly, but KD said, no, call me the blank because I serve my opponents. Obviously, that nickname never stuck. Chris.
I like the Slim Reaper. Anybody ever
that's
call him
that? That's my
favorite. Yeah.
That is the best.
That's a cool nickname.
It is. All right.
Chris, are you ready?
Read that second part again.
No. We got to.
Rob G.
It's 7 o'clock.
I'm trying to get the feel for it.
What's the problem, Chris?
He wanted the second half
I'm trying
of the
to
question.
Get the feel for the question so I can come up with
okay.
my question.
KD wanted to call himself the blank because he serves his opponents. Nobody calls
okay.
him that, though.
Okay. Slave.
This roast got dark.
Slave.
I knew somebody.
Server?
That is incorrect.
No, Rob G?
That is incorrect.
What?
That is incorrect.
What?
Rob
is
Parker.
Is that not it?
I think it's pretty close.
That's not it.
Is it?
No.
It's not.
You know what? Rob Parker, you don't have to go because you already won this one.
I won this bad boy. Where's my music?
All right, I'm couple Fox Sports Radio.
No,
keep
it
live.
What are you doing?
We out of here. Keep it live.
No, it ain't. Let it play. Let it
breathe.
We're
running late. We got sponsors to
the
satisfy.
Servant.
Oh, servant. Oh.
I think I should get that.
And by the way,
that,
that is still a terrible nickname.
That was close.
Thankfully, that never caught on.
Yeah,
Chris, I was right there. It's not like I said giraffe, Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, all right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, folks. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with the code America. So go to GoodRanchers.com, plug in the code America, and then you will have American meat delivered to your home. All right, Rob, let's end it this way. You mentioned it, all these NBA blowouts. Rob G, give us some of the scores to tonight's NBA games.
Well, as of right now, there have been four games that are completed in the NBA, all right? So the Pacers and the Sixers, which was close with a 12-point Indiana win. The Jazz beat the Wizards by 15. The Celtics beat the Heat by 33 in Miami. And my favorite...
In Miami.
In Miami. The New York Knickerbockers beat up on the Joker and the Nuggets. 122-84. Fuzzy Mass says they won by dang near 40 points.
I think, Rob, while you're seeing all these blowouts, and we've talked about this in the past, is that is the predominance of the three-point shot. And so if one team gets hot from three, they can go on a wicked run. And if the other team is cold from three, it can just get ugly. That's also why you see a lot more comebacks now than you used to, because, you know, the same thing can happen and the team can, like, 20-point lead is no longer thought of as insurmountable, even like in the third quarter. So I think it is as simple as that without, you know, crunching the numbers. And I don't know if the numbers bear out that there are more blowouts, but it certainly seems that way.
It's just hard to watch. Like, it's, and somebody can be hitting threes and you have an off night, and quickly the score goes from 6 points to 26 points. I mean, it is, it just seems, and maybe we're more, I don't think it's that we're more conscious of it. I just think that there have been more blowouts, and I'm sure that somebody, I don't know, analytical stat.
Yeah, there's clearly numbers
who's looking at it, who can say that there are more games that are decided by double digits than ever before, or 15 or more. What would you consider a blowout? 15 or 16 or more?
I mean, honestly,
not 10.
Like, I mean, 15, I do think you have to call a blowout.
But not 10.
15 doesn't feel today like it used to. You know what I mean?
No, but I get that.
But I think you do have to call it a blowout.
Yeah, we've seen too many, though. I talked about it earlier with the Spurs, where they were down, you know, down 30. The Pistons down 30 in the first half. Like, the games are, like, that lopsided, crazy lopsided.
What do you think it is? I think, like we said.
Chris, just to piggyback off your point, though, I'm going through the box scores. The Pacers outshot the Sixers from three, 43% to 24%. Utah outshot Washington, 42% to 23%. Boston outshot Miami, 55% to 38% from three. And the Knicks outshot the Nuggets, 39% to 19%. So, like you said, that's it. Took was the three-point line, and everything else could have been equal, and that would have been the difference.
Right. Yep. And there was a coach, I don't know if it was Popovich or not, who just said, I used to look at stats when I was a coach
early in my career.
He said, all I do is look at the threes made, the difference in the threes. And I said, that's the game. I don't even look at rebounds anymore, assists, any of that. He said,
But that's why you don't want the game to become all three-point shots. I mean, look, that's a skill. If you're hot from there, you're hot, and I guess you deserve to win. But I just think it's better off with a balance, you know, and the game is fun. It's wide open, but you don't want blowouts all over the place. That's for dang sure. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. But keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, because they bring fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.